Hello, 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 and welcome to July 2024 Ramble. A lot has happened, actually, in the last few months, and first I just wanted to say, as a patron, I am so thankful for your support. It still boggles the mind that I am able to do this as a career, and every day I wake up feeling so happy that I get to do this. And I really have you guys to thank for that. I don't know if you can tell, but I am recovering from the flu that I got on Monday, I think. And then it got really bad on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, and then I'm recovering slowly. Today is now Friday, August 2nd, 10:54 in the morning. And I just got through game night. Now, if you're one of the people that listen to, or that listens to this, and you do join us for game night, I do want to apologize for my behavior. Town of Salem is the kind of game that will put you on tilt. If you look at the reviews on Town of Salem, you'll see a lot of comments about how people supposedly, how friendships get a little strained. I mean, yeah, I'm sure we should take all of those with a spoonful of doubt, because I know a lot of the comments there are just for lol's sake, I suppose. But I do feel that my behavior this time around was especially uncalled for. I would like to blame my current health, mentally and physically. I'm not 100%, and I don't know what they gave me as far as meds go, but it's like 5 pills. And I hate to be the kind of person that blames meds, right? But I'm very regretful of the way that I handled the situation. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we were playing a game of Town of Salem, as we do, usually most Thursday nights on Discord. And I noticed that I was pretty much getting targeted every night. And that sounds wildly dramatic. And I, a small part of me hopes that I'm just being overly dramatic and actually no one has it out for me and I'm just being paranoid, because when I take prescription substances, illicit or otherwise, I'm the paranoid sort. But I did feel like there was a giant target painted on my back. So for about an hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes, I played like that, and the feeling did not lessen. And finally, when someone announced that they were targeting me, I snapped at them, and I told them that I found their antagonistic behavior towards me to be very off-putting, and that I was done being social for the rest of the day. And I think it is not a lie to say that I believe this individual has been doing that, has been targeting me for quite some time. But as a content creator, I need to learn more restraint. I really should not have flown off the handle the way I did. So I do apologize to the community for acting that way, because it also puts a damper on the rest of the night as well for everyone. And that is something that I never want to do. I was telling my mods that, judging from the interactions that I've seen with everyone in the Discord, I felt as though that even if I were to leave, there would still be not an insignificant amount of people who would still continue their friendships that they formed in the Discord. And I am so happy that I got to be a small part of that. But anyways, so I do apologize about that. I'll try harder next time to be a little more reserved. I guess I can make another defense and say that I haven't really been getting the most sleep these days, mostly due to being sick. Every time I lie down, my nostrils stop working, and then I end up breathing through my mouth, and then I get a sore throat, and this is why I am not able to actually record any audios for the next few days. I'm hoping that I will be back to normal by Monday, but until then, I suppose that you are just going to have to be happy with us. Because at least in this kind of ramble, I don't have to be polished. And I can just sound the way I do now, which is a little nasally. Yeah. Anyways, so there's been a lot of updates since my last ramble. I don't think I did one last month. I kind of overestimated or underestimated, one of the two, the amount of work that actually goes into a monthly ramble. It's easy to think that, you know, oh, I'll just talk about my month and that will be cool. But in truth, there's a lot more work that goes behind that. You kind of have to have a structure, and you kind of have to have enough stuff to just talk about, right? And as for me, I'm honestly a little mystified that people would find anything that I myself have to say interesting, because I personally think I'm somewhat of a dull individual. But this time, I do have things to say. For the first, we passed 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. And while it does feel great to have that kind of achievement, and I've told this to other people before, but once I crossed the 20,000 mark, I just stopped paying attention to numbers. Once you get to know me, you'll find that I am somewhat of a prideful person who takes great pride in whatever she does. Everything that I do, I want it to be perfect, or at least good enough so that it's better than 99% of other attempts out there. At least that's what a not small part of me wants to do. And after a while I was in the YouTube like infancy ages, I noticed there were people that were gaining subscribers faster than me, and the quality of the mics didn't seem that great. Their voices, I couldn't for the life of me imagine why anyone would listen to them. And for a long time, and I'm going to admit this straight up, because I guess this is kind of like a confessional for me. For the longest time, that really bothered me. And I would look at these people who would comment on their videos and be like, oh, you're my favorite ASMR artist. And I would look at those people and I would think, are you brain damaged? Why would you think that? They have a shit mic. They have a terrible voice. Why would you say that when you could be listening to my audios where I put in a lot of time and a lot of effort to record my stuff? That obviously is a terrible way of going about this. YouTube is not a numbers game. And I think the moment that you start to make it that way, you are destined to lose. Because just like life, in YouTube, there's always going to be someone who's better than you. Someone who can hit the algorithm better than you. Someone who can make better videos than you. There's always going to be someone better. And that realization took me a little bit of time to realize. And I am very happy to say that I was able to kick that mentality. I'm a lot more relaxing on my accomplishments. And I can also listen to other female ASMR artists and appreciate the qualities that they possess that I do not. So I feel like being a full-time content creator on YouTube for more than a year. We're going into a year and a half now for me in my journey as a content creator. I think I have learned so much. I've learned a lot about, obviously, content creating, but I've also learned so much about other people in my interactions with them, and I've learned so much about myself. And it has been amazing. And I am so, so blessed that I get to do this for a living and that I can afford to pay my bills and that I can turn on the AC in my office and not have to worry about the electricity bill bankrupting me. And that is all thanks to you. And I, like I said before, I am nothing without you. Or I am less without you. So you will always have my appreciation for listening to my audios, for commenting, for joining my Discord, for hanging out in game nights, any kind of interaction that I can have with you is a gift. And even the occasional antagonistic interactions that I have, like the one that I just had this morning, that's still a learning experience for me. And while I am not in any hurry to interact with this individual anytime soon, I am still grateful for them for bringing to my attention certain aspects of myself that still need some work. A lot of work, honestly, if I'm going to be honest. Anyway, so YouTube has been amazing. Most of my videos are still demonetized from here to hell and back. So I don't actually make a lot of money on YouTube. But that's okay. I never figured I would. I know a lot of other ASMR artists are able to kind of get around YouTube. Very stringent and very arbitrary, demonetization bots, but I can't, and that's fine. I'm able to survive on my Patreon memberships that have been an absolute godsend. And of course, I try my best to always have more content available for you because I really want you to feel like you're getting your money's worth. Because, let's face it, money is tough these days. And it's only going to get tougher. And while I can appreciate the drive that some people have in pricing their tiers, you know, to the $15, $20, $25 regions, I'm very happy where I am. Sure, I have to work more than they do, but unlike a lot of other ASMR artists and YouTubers and VTubers, I came into this particular occupation already knowing what it's like to work a steady 9-to-5 for years. So I think that kind of discipline really helps me out. Because I do know that there's actually quite a lot of female ASMR artists that I'm a member of on Patreon just because I want to support them. And I notice that they don't post very often, like maybe a couple times a month, if that. One of my favorite people that I like to interact with, or I did before, she hasn't posted since like last month. And by last month, I mean like maybe June, but that's okay. It seems like she's doing okay. I think she's just really busy with IRL stuff, but, for me personally, and I'm not knocking her work ethic, but that's not my work ethic. So, you know, I didn't mean that to sound like a jab against her. That's not my intention. I just wanted to say that because I am used to working very much. I'm glad that I have that experience to give you as much time as I can. And I am also very fortunate that I am able to do that because there's a lot of ASMR artists and other people who, or VTubers, I guess I should say, who are not able to be as prolific as I am because they're working another job or two jobs or three jobs. And, you know, this is just their side gig. And to those people, I'm in awe of them that they can still manage to do even just a little bit for their community. Even though I'm sure they are so tired. Because it's hard right now. Economy is, it's better, but it's not as great as it used to be. You know, I think COVID kind of fucked a lot of things up. Sorry, I got a message. Thank you for the message, by the way, Rich. I will check out that website. I actually know which website you were referring to. I just couldn't think of their names. But yeah, so let's see. You can tell I didn't make a structure, like a script for this, because if I had, this ramble would be a lot more coherent. And also, I'm a little hopped up on medication right now. And I'm perpetually hungry because I'm also on a diet. Yeah, I know. This is a terrible time to start on a diet. But I figured I keep pushing it off. So I might as well just start. So I started on Monday and it's been going well. A little difficult. My calorie count, it's at 1,300 right now. The absolute minimum you should be feeding yourself, though, is 1,200. And then you lose the rest by exercising. And for me, exercising has been very difficult because I haven't been on Twitch. At least with the channel redeems on Twitch, you know, I can do like squats or push-ups or whatever have you. Let's see what else. Oh, yes. I have a Fansly now. So that's fun. the Fansly is I would like to do more on it at some point, maybe a little bit in the future, because right now things are really kind of hectic at home, you know, with everyone at summer vacation and everyone's home. And well, I mean, if you heard the ramble or the ramble FAP, you know what I'm talking about. But so I did want to let you guys know that there will be no more ramble FAPs on Patreon. Those will all go on Fansly, just because I like to keep the Patreon content to be a little more curated. And I do know that there were a couple people who approached me in the past that they would like to support me on Fansly, but unfortunately Fansly does not take PayPal. They only take straight credit card, and I know there were people who would prefer to go with PayPal. So if that is ever the case and you are one of those people, please let me know through DM and I will arrange something else for you so that you can still access the Fansly content without having to actually give your credit card info, or, you know, so your payments will be a little easier for you to do. I don't know if that goes against Fansly TOS, but if you don't tell them, I won't. Yeah, and as far as the Fansly content goes, there will be no new content until next week. I'm really sorry. I don't think I'm in the mental and physical space right now to do any kind of NSFW content. I'm still recovering. And while it's easy for me to sit here and just talk to you guys, doing adult content is not something that comes easy to me. yeah, I think I've talked about that before. But like I said, I do want to make sure that you get your bang for your buck. Get the most bang for your buck. Bang? Fans? What am I saying? Oh, I'm getting loopy and it's not even noon. Shit's going crazy. But yeah, so that's Fansly news. Fansly, if you didn't know, it's, the username is under bittercoffee_VA, I think, if you want to look it up. I have discounts going. So the first month is like $5 for Ramble Fat, Ramble. I'm so sorry, my safer work people. The content is usually only posted like once a week, maybe twice a week. But I think the price kind of reflects that. And then the longer you sign up for a membership, the more discount you get. So that, you know, that is in no way me trying to convince you to be a supporter for longer. So there's that. VTubing wise, I don't know if you guys know, but I did audition for a very famous VTubing agency. And the reason that I am auditioning for them is because as a VTuber, I feel like my skill sets are sorely lacking. And I feel like if I join an agency, I will have a lot to learn. So if I ever do get accepted as a corpo VTuber, I would probably be working under their umbrella for maybe 1 to 2 years. And I do want to assure you that while I do that kind of content, I am fully committed to staying fully engaged with Patreon and Fansly, as well as my YouTube. Just because I'm aware this is where my community is, and my community takes precedence over just about anything, except for my real life family. Then in that case, my real life family might actually take precedence over, well, everything, because, you know, they're family. And on that note, this isn't certain yet. It depends on how fast I can recover over the weekend. Sorry for all the Discord alerts. I don't know if you guys can hear them. Sorry. Depending on how fast I can recover this weekend, I plan on going to Korea either on Monday or Tuesday and visiting my family as my father is a little unwell. So, and I haven't seen him since last year. So, I'll let you guys know beforehand. And unfortunately, because of this cold, I will not have any material to upload during my absence. I don't intend on staying longer than a week, though. I do fully intend on returning. But I will keep you guys posted. It all depends on whether I can shake this cold by next week. If I can't, then what with summer break slowly drawing to a close and circumstances that, you know, my window for going to Korea is not that big, long, large. That's the word I'm looking for here. Excuse me. Oh, God, did I just burp? I did. I just burped on this ramble. And I'm going to probably forget about editing it because these rambles are very long, so I don't edit them. And I think not a small number of folks probably prefer it that way. It's a little more intimate, I think. So yeah, I think that's it as far as updates go. If you haven't seen the Deadpool and Wolverine movie, please do. I very much enjoyed it. I didn't expect to because I did not see Deadpool 2. I barely saw Deadpool 1. And as you can probably tell, I'm not that much of a fan of Deadpool. I just find him a little too meta for my taste. But I do like the Marvel movies. In fact, I am currently going through the Marvel movies right now as I recover from this flu. So right now I watched Iron Man 1, 2, 3, Avengers, Captain America, and now I'm currently rewatching Captain America Winter Soldier. So that's something to do, I guess, while I recover. I think that's it. Yeah. Ooh, I am getting merch done. So that's exciting. It's not going to be anything crazy, like maybe a poster or two. Maybe a Dakimakura. I don't know who'd buy it, but it's still fun to say that you have this merchandise. Honestly, if you really want the truth, the biggest purchaser of those of my merch will probably be me. I will probably buy the merch and give them away as giveaways. And speaking of giveaways, I really wanted to shout out the people that have been donating on the super chats during my YouTube streams. And I don't know if you also watch my streams, but I kind of have this thing where half of all super chats gets donated to charities. So yesterday, I was able to donate, or we, because you paid for it, but we were able to donate $133 to the West Virginia University Children's Hospital. It's not a lot of money compared to other charity streamers, but it felt good to be able to do that. And I'm constantly just flabbergasted by the goodwill of my viewers. And I am so proud of my Discord, of my fans. You guys are the best. And if it wasn't for you, I would not be doing this right now. I would have stopped. I would not be doing this as long as I am now. So yesterday's stream was kind of crazy. I think yesterday the amount of super chats that I got is of such degree that from that single stream, I will be able to donate more than I did for the entirety of last month. So that's exciting. I think this month for the August, we'll be donating to PBS, Public Broadcast Station. If you don't know who PBS is, they are a nonprofit broadcasting service here in America. I love them. They do their Reading Rainbow with LeVar Burton. Sesame Street is a really big one as well. So I'm really excited to see how much we can donate to PBS. Anyways, I think that is it for this month's ramble. And once again, thank you so much for being a part of this Patreon and being a part of my life. You guys make my life so enriching, and I'm so grateful for your presence. I guess I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Bye-bye.